Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the ESP Labs monthly conference call. And we're so glad to have you with us today. And I'm Sammy Rose. I'm president and chief bottle washer down at the ESP Lab. And some years ago, Al Manning said if anything happened to him, would I take over? And I said, well, Al, that's a mixed blessing. But, of course, I couldn't say no to Al. Al Manning was a great, great man and a good friend and a fun guy. And he was always doing whatever he could to... Hi, Beverly. Glad to have you with
Hi.
Us.
Hi. How are you and how's everybody?
Everybody's great. We're just getting rolling. We've hit the record button, and we were just saying what a great guy Al Manning was, and so we're here to help preserve his legacy, and his legacy was over 40 years of building the ESP Lab, and he wrote a number of books, 23 books last I counted. Although, interestingly, he had three different books he was working on when he passed over to the other side, and we are looking to see that work goes forward. We're looking forward to an effort to, in an efficient and effective fashion, republish his works in a way that they can get out there in a dynamic fashion again. So we welcome everybody once again to our Real Magic, Real Results ESP Lab conference call. And our theme this month is Reach for the Light. Of course, we don't have to reach far for it. It's kind of like my joke is as a larger person, meaning a person who is over 200 pounds, I say, well, it's not hard to get your weightlifting in. I got it in early this morning. I got out of bed again. So reaching for the light is about as easy, because the light is within you, and it is also without you, meaning it is everywhere. And so as we reach for the light, what we are doing is we're acknowledging the eternal presence of the light within and without. And if you have your newsletter, you can touch your power star. If you don't have your newsletter, you can, if you want to, you can place your hand on your heart, knowing that your heart chakra is a point of contact to the infinite love and grace and power of the universal forces. And in addition to reaching for the light with this issue and this our monthly theme in our wonderful, fun ESP Lab, we are emphasizing letting go of the negative and accentuating the positive, which, of course, is a popular metaphysical theme and one that was close to Al Manning's heart. So let's touch our power star or connect to the universal forces through touching our heart chakra. And let us know that as far as ESP Lab goes, this is the beginning of our 46th year and 8th month of real magic results and fun, and I have to say, wow. So let's enjoy this fun, magical month of October, and let's know our opening paragraph is dedicated with our magic star to each person's real life experience to receive real spirit contact now. So touch our power star often. Go within to your inner being and higher self often, and let's connect to the spiritual side of things on an ongoing basis. Let's feel the energy flow. Let's breathe, relax, smile, enjoy, have fun, and win. Let there be freedom, new life, new light, new love, new joy, new prosperity with good energy. Now, for each one of us who participates, so mote it be. I want to comment a minute on white magic and magic, and I think you know, when you differentiate between normal people and magical people, the main difference is awareness. And for many people, they say, oh, there's no magic. I don't believe in magic, etc. Well, to me, I'm the opposite. I look out my window, and I see purple grapes ripening in the mountain sun, and I see there's a miracle. And I look out, and I look at the orange leaves of the oak trees, and I say there's a miracle. And life, to me, is one cascading series of miracles after another. And we live in a magic world, and we live in a magic universe. And now these grapes, on the other hand, didn't get there by themselves. I happened to plant the vine. So the universal truth of karma, of you plant your seed and it grows what you planted, or you reap what you sow, is there present as an attitude within all the great religions and philosophies of the world. And it's very obvious, it's very real, it's very true. And now, what is the difference between, let's say, shaping your reality with an unconscious thought and shaping your reality with a magical thought? Well, first of all, if you stop and think for a minute, you know that you truly are a divine aspect of the cosmos. You could call yourself a child of God. You could call yourself you could say that you're a spirit within a material boy or girl. But in truth, our nature is celestial and divine, and we are given a body in a world so that we can, you know, learn and grow. But back to the difference between unconscious shaping of reality and conscious shaping of reality. So as we go about our daily affairs, someone may curse us because we took their parking spot. And that's a negative energy. Or they may bless us because we were kind. I took a friend who was out of money to breakfast this morning, and he thanked me. So I got a kind of a little blessing from him because of his own free will, he chose to bless me. And so in our karmic bank accounts, we're always collecting the results of what we have planted with our thoughts and actions. So our life experience is affected by that cumulative effect. Now, Al used to say, when in doubt, exercise. And what he meant was, we regularly wash our clothes because it's just part of the price of living is for things to get contaminated with dirt as we go about our life experience. And in that same way, our auric field can be contaminated by various negative energies that we encounter in the scope of day-to-day living. So in the context that we're each divine, creative spirits in a body with all kinds of, quote, supernatural, unquote, powers, we're constantly shaping our reality with our unconscious thoughts. Now, what turns a person, a quote, average person, into a magician is the recognition that your thoughts have power, and that thoughts, when you couple them with desire, when you couple them with strong emotion, it's like a metaphysical equation that you put it all together and you get a specific result. And in white magic, those results are all about the positive. So in the lab, we focus on the white magic. We focus on blessing, inspiration, creativity, love, laughter, abundance, transformation of a positive nature, freedom, all those things that are positive. And that separates the white magician from the black magician. So in any event, here today, I know I'm a maverick magician. Anybody else out there?
Yeah.
All righty then. So through, it's kind of like, it's very related to your attitude, whether you are then a magical person or you're a muggle or a normal person or a non-magical person. It's kind of like the sales profession of salesperson or salesman. And a lot of people will say, oh, I could never be a salesman, meaning I could never go out and get people to agree with what I want them to agree to, or I could never get them to buy my product. But in truth, everyone is a salesman. Because we're all selling ourselves to each other. If you're married, you sold yourself to your spouse, whether it was a good sale or a bad sale, that's to be determined. But in any event, we're not just actors on the stage of life. We're each one of us is a salesperson. But the difference between a professional salesperson and your average person is the professional salesperson knows that they're a super salesperson. And if you ask them, they will tell you, oh, yes, I'm a super salesperson. And the attitude that goes along with that belief helps to make it so. So what I'm sharing with you is anyone of us in our real self is a magical person, and when we choose to acknowledge that, it potentizes that natural inner magic. And it's kind of related to that idea that spirit is everywhere, and spirit is within us. Well, then what happens when we light a candle and we invoke spirit? Well, my belief structure is that spirit becomes more present. So it's kind of like someone could be in the next room and they're right there, but then you call their name and then they approach you and become more present. So today we're looking at white magic applications of how we as maverick magicians can be more potent in our life experience, and that we can eliminate some of the dross, meaning the negative attitudes and fears and worries and concerns that hold us back, and that we can maximize our communion with our higher self and move into experiencing our personal spiritual potency as we declare healing, love, abundance, freedom, success for ourselves, our families, and our ESP Lab membership. Now I'm going to turn to, I'm going to look at the newsletter for a moment. I'm going to take this comment out there that it says a word from Sammy. And I just want to say that I reflect, and I'm commenting that I just turned 61. Hallelujah, I've lived so long. And as I ponder my life experiences, I reflect that over half my life has been spent as a member of ESP Lab. And I do want to see the lab with a bright future that goes on for many generations, with an ever better upward growth spiral. And I would like to see permanent land base with school chapters flourishing throughout the world. Let's declare to spirit as we center in universal peace and love, I declare that ESP Lab will live long and prosper with new creativity, energy, and vitality. I want to comment that we have all heard that the pen is mightier than the sword. And if you want to think for a moment about the power of the pen, it is a most magical tool. And I'm just drawing it to your attention because what have I done when I have like edited our newsletter and put all these words on paper? Well, the first thing that's really interesting is that we have taken elusive thoughts that are floating around in our mind and we have formalized them by putting them down on paper. So we have performed a magical act by taking our thoughts and writing them down. So one thing I would offer to each of us is that our words have power. And the written word is one of the most powerful magical tools that is at our disposal. And also the spoken word is another very powerful magical tool at our disposal. Our words are represent our thoughts coming into reality in the physical world. So let us choose our words carefully and wisely, because since we each one are really divine creative beings, as we choose to use our powerful words going out into the physical universe from the thought universe, we are shaping our reality. So I would just encourage each one of us to not only focus on positive thoughts, but to make an extra effort in the shaping of our words in a positive direction, in a loving direction, in a nourishing direction, and our written words as well. I'm going to light a golden candle now. I have one on my power star, and I have my power star with the moon to the north. And I'm lighting it just because I'm kind of following the newsletter right now. Every month on the 22nd, we have a magic day. And it's only a magic day because we have declared it to be an extra magic day because, of course, every day is a magic day, surrounded and filled with magic, starting with the first breath of life that we take as we awaken in the morning. But as I light my candle in connection to the ESP Lab and to the positive spiritual forces that are creative, that love us, that work with us, we are declaring with those spiritual forces, and we are asking those spiritual forces as we say, higher power, send the light to me. Higher power, send your orange light to me and we. Sweep away the clouds of mind. Leave confusion far behind. Higher power, send the light that sets us free. And we're getting into this as just multiple ways to be with each other, to connect with each other, and to connect to spiritual, cosmic, positive forces. Now let us tune into the orange light meditation, which is our color for the month, and we're focusing on this just to bring a little extra mental clarity. I don't know if anyone has noticed, but the world seems to be getting progressively more confused and confusing. So within that context, we don't want to be swallowed with the negativity of the group mind of the masses. We want to shrug our shoulders and turn away from too much TV and turn to the universal power of the light. And our monthly meditations are a way to tune in with each other to a specific quality of light. And the orange light brings mental illumination and wards off confusion. So let's tune in to the light of life, love, growth, warmth, supply, and mental clarity as we experience wellness with the warming energies of the sun's radiant orange light of illumination. Let's open ourselves to receive divine wisdom with the power of the light. And let's make this orange light meditation an extra light attunement period for each day of October. And someone asked me about where the third meditation came in. Well, back in the old days, Al would talk about the need to meditate on the light as you awakened and meditate on the light as you were going to bed. So that was like the minimum. And then this became a third opportunity to tune into the light. So as we tune into the light, let us know that each one of us is uplifted and helped by participating. So play with us now, and let's tune into a peaceful place. Let's relax and focus our complete attention on the infinite source of all, or simply God, if the term is A-OK with you. So breathe deeply. And let your being be filled with the breath of life, with the goodness of life. And as you breathe, let your imagination fill in any blanks, but know there is always a response from the infinite. Feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down on you ever so lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing job on your aura. Then, when you feel ready, invite the light to turn to its warming orange color and continue. I feel the power and warmth of the orange light flooding my aura and being with its warmth, glow, love, and super cleansing, healing, growth, and strength. With spirituality, effectiveness, clarity, prosperity, fun, and enthusiasm, attraction, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing powers with laughter, personal magnetism, creativity, humor, joy, ectoplasm, and extra fun, as it burns loves and laughs away, purifies and or completely annihilates anything in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life, as it brings me good drive and loving inspiration for effectiveness, great health, with celebration, rebirth, and success. I am filled to the happy, loving, overflowing point now, so I gladly share my good by directing the energy to flow out today to each one of us and to our special Night Light members and on through our personal experiences to our ESP lab. Let us feel good energy with a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the fun energy flows back to me. Let us be thankful to share the joy of the light. All righty then. I have a short editorial I'm going to read. So one I was working on for the last full moon, and it relates to our white magic theme for the day, because one element of white magic, after you get beyond, well, you start with the basic, thoughts are real. So manage your thoughts because they shape your reality. So then you enhance that with a clear thought coupled with a strong emotion. The emotion kind of gives the energy to the thought to help it manifest. So if it's something that you strongly desire, let's just say you had a thought like, I want a new career. And then, it all begins in the thought realm. And you said, and you go through your clarity and you decide that you're going to be a nurse or a doctor or a lawyer or an Indian chief, whatever. And as you have that thought, you couple it with the emotion of desire. I want to be a nurse. I want to help others. And as that thought habituates in your consciousness, pretty soon it becomes a permanent fixture that's directing you to attract through the natural law of attraction all the energies you need to go to nursing school and so on. And I know that for lots of folks, life is not easy. They're not in tune and in touch with the power of their own thoughts. Instead, they're busy focusing on all the reasons why it can't happen. I had a friend, he wasn't really a very good personal friend, but I knew him professionally when I lived in Hollywood in Los Angeles years ago. And his name was Dr. Al Fan. And he was a highly successful man who, the year I met him, which was, let's say 1979 or 1980, he had earned $2.5 million the year before for the residuals for 5 television commercials. So, however, he had a humble beginning. He was the 7th child of an unwed black woman in Alabama. Now, Dr. Fan didn't start his life by saying, oh, woe is me, I'll never be anything. Look at the hardships I have to face. Instead, he focused on, I am unique, I am wonderful, I'm extremely exciting. And he created his own Institute of Higher Mind used those principles to become a highly successful actor. But in any event, so as we go into the basics of thoughts are real, they shape your reality, and then a thought with a strong positive emotion in white magic is going to empower that thought. Desire is a creation key. So that's basically the basics. However, timing is something that fine-tunes those basics. For example, from an astrological standpoint, if you are planting by the farmer's almanac, you know that your seeds, when planted when the moon is in a water sign, have a greater chance of sprouting. And because the moon is moist, the moon is water, it rules water, it rules the tides, it rules the tides of our emotions because we're mostly water. So to tune in to how the moon is cycling does affect the potential for the potency of our thoughts. So if you plant your magical seed thought when the moon is increasing and the moon is in a water sign, then you are adding timing to your understanding that your thoughts are real and your emotions give power along with your will and your desire. And now we're adding timing. And this article is really about how our life cycle is always changing from one thing to another. And to me, a good part of being a effective maverick magician is tuning into the universal cycles rather than just watching the clock and the Roman calendar. So give me a second and then I'll read this. Life is change. And indeed, this is an ongoing mantra for me. From new moon to full moon, from autumnal equinox to winter solstice, life is full with cycles of transformation. Let us harvest the best, take forward that which is useful, and leave behind the rest. As we experience our fall harvest cycle, let us consider what we wish to take with us and what we want to leave behind. Our good buddy Al Manning used to quote the I Ching, especially perseverance furthers. I got exposed to the I Ching, also known as the Book of Changes, in 1977, which is the same year I read my first Al Manning book. I adopted that phrase, perseverance furthers, then, and have kept it in mind ever since. I have also enjoyed noting some of Al's fun quotes, like his pet phony Latin motto, illegitimi non carborundum, which stands for, don't let the bastards wear you down. It is another piece of perseverance furthers, or keep on keeping on, in spite of whatever challenges we must face. And as we consider negative thoughts, emotions, and experience, in preparation of leaving them behind, let's just plod through it and know this too shall pass. As we leave behind our negative thoughts and issues, as they dissolve into the past, let's celebrate the harvest of the best we know as we use the cycles of time as opportunities to begin again. And let's hold the thought with a smile and love in our hearts that the best is yet to come. Let's also take a fresh look at another of Al's pet phrases, enthusiastic serenity. To quote Al, at first it sounds like an oxymoron, mutually conflicting terms, but a bit of careful consideration will convince you otherwise. Remember, the root of enthusiasm is enthios, meaning full of God. And when you're really full of God, it brings its own serenity with it. The psalmist said, the Lord is my refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Real enthusiasm means a very present help all the time. Enthusiastic serenity can be a very powerful positive method, weapon. It's just a matter of getting used to using it. Maintaining your personal enthusiastic serenity will help you to weather the storms and challenges of daily living. We will close with a consideration of a personification of the Lord of Time, which is Shiva, who is also known as Kala, which means time, and Mahakala, which means great time, which ultimately destroys all things, including the universe, to make way for the new creation of the new universe. Such changes are not easy. However, the old cycle must make way for the new. So let's join together now to ask Shiva to help us to eliminate the negative in our lives as we turn toward the light and living the charmed life. And then let me share with you Al's Shiva chant, which is a chant of protection and getting rid of all the negative. Lovely, powerful Shiva, God of sweeping change, sweep away the lesser, shut it out of range, leave the beauty and the light, bright, complete, and fair, remove all vibrations of misery and despair, leave this place and these fine things fresh and bright and pure, holy as your own fine self, bright, complete, and sure. Lovely, powerful Shiva, our thanks to you we give, that from your sweeping power in beauty may we live. Okay. We're going to open it up for a second to any comments and feedbacks. And if you want to participate on your end with the magic ceremony, bring your magic mind, your magic wand, your chalice of water, your candle, your power star, and your prayer, which we're going to burn up in the. I have three prayers written here. I have one for today for us. I will have one for tonight for us and all the ESP Lab members. And then I have one to burn on the 22nd, our magic day, and it's for all who are making positive requests of the ESP Lab. So anybody have anything to say as we're getting ready for the next round? What a quiet bunch out there. All righty then. So with ceremonial magic, back to the thing of timing, we do have one thing one could consider is the planetary hours. And what that means is every hour of every day has a different power personality that rules it. So, for example, today is Sunday. It's ruled by the sun. And at 1 p.m., which it is my time, it's the sun's day and it's the sun's hour. And it's moving to 2 p.m., which is the Venus hour, which is the energy of love. So those are very positive for, you know, our good little magics that we're working on here. And so I like to first of all have a nice altar space that's set up. And so I have a wooden table with a brown marble slab, and this one is facing east and has some fun, colorful pictures on the wall, one of Isis with rainbow wings, an ancient lithograph of Abraxas from the 1700s, and a nice picture of Shiva and Shakti in the waves of the universe. And, you know, as we look at what works for you, if you think of shamanism, which is a white magic application if it's directed in a positive way, the shaman pulls from whatever culture works for him and brings it to their magic point of power. And so on my altar here, since I'm claiming prosperity for myself and others, I've got a stack they're fake, of course, but they're $1 million bills, and a stack of $100 bills. And then I have some real money with some credit cards, my keys to my post office box, because I want to bless all those things. And it's sometimes helpful if you bless things that are of the material world, you bring it to your altar, your money, your keys, your business cards. I have business cards on the altar. I have Al's I Have Newt in My Martini book with his big smile on it. I have these prayers that are going out, one now, one tonight, and one on the 22nd. So I'm getting my little PowerPoint together. And as you're creating your altar, the first rule is you only want to bring positive energy to your altar, because the whole point of magic is to take the energy and to increase it or multiply it. So we have our little altar here, marble, which in Al's Miracle Spiritology works, he indicates was the best stone for magnetizing thought form. So I have a nice slab of brown marble here. And so I'm about ready to go. And I'm going to take a brand new candle that I got for my birthday. That's a nice green and brown one. And brown is one of my magical colors. It isn't my color in the Sun Temple, which stands for the mud and the dirt and the rocks and the clay. It's kind of a, of course I wanted to be purple, but the Sun Priestess thought it's more suitable for me to be the mud man. But in any event, I have a brand new candle that's green and brown, and I have a little kosher salt that I'm just sprinkling over my altar for a little purity. And now, as I'm getting started, I'm lighting some sage, and you could light sandalwood incense, for example, and that has a protective property. And sage has a purification property. The white mountain sage is what I like the best. And as I light this sage, I know that my space here surrounds our magical circle that is all of us participating. And I declare that our space is purified and blessed on seven planes of reality. And I know as the sage burns, and as the smoke rises, the mother of the universe, Mama Isis, we call her in the lab, is one of her thousand names, hears this simple prayer and surrounds and fills our circle of light with her grace and her spirit energy. And now I'm going to take up this wand made from a pear branch. And this pear tree I planted in honor of Pomona, the goddess of fruit and fruitfulness. And you know, that old 12 Days of Christmas song is really a mystery tale, and when it talks about on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me, my true love was Mother Nature, and what she gave was the partridge in the pear tree. She gave the meat and the fruit, and it's just the first symbol of the many, many gracious gifts our Mother Nature gives to take care of her children. So I'm going to reach with this pear wand from the dancing tree Pomona, and I'm going to reach to the lands of the east, to the lands of creative fire, and I'm going to pull that energy right here to this spot, and I'm going to declare, "Welcome, east." And you can say that after me. Y'all say, "Welcome, East."
Welcome, East.
And now we're going to reach to the lands of the West, to the lands of thought, to the lands of the magic mind, to the lands of the air of wisdom. And we're going to call that energy into our circle, saying, "Welcome, West."
Welcome, West.
And then we're going to reach to the vast lands of the South, and the lands of the earth and the treasuries and supplies of the earth, and we're going to pull that into our circle saying, "Welcome, earth.
Welcome, earth.
And then we're going to reach to the lands of the north, to the lands of the waters of life and the energies of healing and emotional nourishment, and we're going to pull that water of life into our circle saying, "Welcome, water. Welcome, north.
Welcome, north.
And I call to the sky above and the positive creative spirits that are with us and say, "Welcome, sky.
Welcome, sky.
And I'm going to call to the earth beneath my feet and say, welcome, Earth.
Welcome, Earth.
And then I'm going to reach out my wand to all the sparks of life that are creative, to the spirit that are with us, and say, welcome, spirits of light.
Welcome, spirits of light.
Great. And now I'm going to place my wand on this altar, knowing that a crossroads of the universe has been built here. And as I do, I'm going to light a brand new light, and it is the Mother of the Universe that we're going to ask to come and dance in our candle flame. As I light the fire that is she, I light the island that is we, that together we may be. Now, I'm going to share one of Al's spells for protection. And I'm going to say it through the first time, and then I'm going to ask you to do it after me, and then we're going to do it a third time. And this is a blessing for each of us, that we are invoking the spirit of the great white light to bring protection into our life. And I'll just do it one time, and then I'll do it again, and I'll do it slower the second time so you can repeat it after me. Spirit of the great white light, burn away my psychic night. Let me feel your loving care. Give me joy and love to share. Make of me your willing tool. Let fulfillment be the rule, that my growth may be a light, saving others from the night. And in this one, you're the choir. Spirit of the great white light. Burn away my psychic night. You guys are getting ahead. You got to be the choir. So I want you guys to get into the rhythm. I say it the same way I'm saying it, but after I finish the line, you repeat it after me. So let's try it again.
Okay.
Spirit of the great white light.
Spirit of the great white light.
Burn away my psychic night.
Burn away my psychic night.
Let me feel your loving care.
Let me feel your loving care.
Give me joy and love to share.
Give me joy and love to share.
Make of me your willing tool.
Make of me your willing tool.
Let fulfillment be the rule.
Let fulfillment be the rule.
That my growth may be a light.
That my growth may be a light.
Saving others from the night. And we're going to do it again. Spirit of the great white light.
Spirit of the great white light.
Burn away my psychic night.
Burn away my psychic night.
Let me feel your loving care.
Let me feel your loving care.
Give me joy and love to share. Make of me your willing tool. Let fulfillment be the rule.
Let fulfillment be the rule.
That my growth may be a light.
That my growth may be a light.
Saving others from the night. Excellent. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to burn up this prayer. And I have it written on a mystic triangle that we have here in the lab as a tool. And on one side it says, Masters of the Pyramid, Teachers and Helpers of ESP Lab, My Own Spirit Teachers and Guide. And on the flip side, it has a Rama Agni chant. So my prayer is, let there be blessings and light now for all who participate in our conference calls. And so if you have your prayer and you're ready to burn it, we're going to burn it up together in our prayer bowls. And then tonight, I'm going to burn up a second prayer for all of us. And on the 22nd, I'm going to add a third prayer. So we're keeping with the law of three right now. And I'm going to light this in the candle, the five-pointed candle that I have on the power star, and the new candle that I have created that was for my birthday. And I'm going to burn it ahead of the prayer that says, Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send your powerful light to me. Sweep away the things that harm. Let them cause us no alarm. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. Now, if you have your water, we want to hold it up to the light, and we want to hold it up to the Mother and Father of the universe. We want to hold it up to all the creative spirits of light that we have invoked here today, and we want to say thank you.
Thank you.
For
thank
your
you.
Giving.
Thank you
for your giving.
And we want to be open to receive the bounty of the universe. So you can say this after me. I am open to receive.
I'm
open to receive.
The bounty of the universe.
The bounty
of the
universe.
I am open to receive.
I'm open to receive.
The bounty of the universe.
The bounty of the universe.
I am open to receive.
I am open to receive.
The bounty of the universe.
The bounty of the universe.
Mother, Father, God, creative spirits of light, love, laughter, inspiration, creation, pour forth your bounty into this chalice of water, to this water of life, that we may share it with you. We accept your good. We ask that you provide for our every need, body, mind, and spirit, our material and spiritual supplies, everything we need for our balance and growth. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
I'm now drinking the water, and I'm sharing just the last drop with the prayer that I sent up for all of us. All right, then. Now, before we go, I want to do a prosperity blessing for everyone gathered here. And years ago, I first got started with Al when I read his chapter on prosperity and made some prosperity powder. And suddenly, after I made it, all kinds of fun prosperity things started happening. Well, shortly thereafter, I was a member, and I hadn't been a member but just for a couple of months. But there was a new prosperity chant, and I'm going to do it for each one of us who are gathered here, because in the original one, it talked about positive publicity. And right after I did the new chant that came out in the 1978 newsletter, I noticed that a reporter from the San Diego Union called me and wanted a prosperity blessing. Well, she came up, and I gave her the prosperity blessing, and a week later, the IRS wrote her and said, you misfiled your taxes. We're going to have to increase your refund by $1,000. But in any event, she put it into the newspaper, and the Associated Press picked up the article and took it nationwide. And so I know it works, and so I'm going to do it for you. And then we're going to close this magic circle. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money and good feedback. Money and good feedback. Fresh increase, fresh inquiries, and creativity with peace, love, and harmony. Just pouring in positive publicity. Just pouring in for you and me. So mote it be rainbows and waves. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money, good feedback, fresh inquiries, creativity, peace, love, harmony, positive publicity. Just pouring in for you and me and our lovely ESP laboratory with loving thanks to all who help. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
And now we're going to close the magic circle by reaching up to the sky and pulling the lovely sky energy into us, saying, the sky spirits love me. And give yourself a big hug.
Spirits love me.
Now reach to the earth and pull the treasure of the earth and the supply of the earth into your being, saying, the earth spirits love me.
The earth spirits love me.
And then with your divine, creative, magical, maverick, magical energy, reach out to the universe in a complete circle and declare, all life loves me.
All life loves me.
And I love me.
And I love me.
I'm stretching out my hands to the altar, and I am saying, and you can repeat after me, I will go slow, it is done in togetherness.
It is done in togetherness.
It is finished in togetherness.
It is finished in togetherness.
For we have set it in togetherness.
For we have set it in togetherness.
With each other. With the mother and father of the universe.
With the mother and father of the universe.
With the creative spirits of life and light.
With the creative spirits of life and light.
And it is so.
And now
I'm going to extinguish the candle flame, knowing that each light is only a symbol of the greater light that burns within each one of us. And I take up my wands, leaving the energy on the altar, with the altar, in service to the Mother and Father of creation, now and through eternity. Okay, so that concludes our conference call phase, our ceremony. I'm going to see if I can turn off the recording and not lose everybody. If I somehow get disconnected temporarily, I'll call right back for anyone who has questions or comments, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, I'll be right there.
Okay.